Republicans drop $1 million in West Virginia targeting Joe Manchin. By Jacob Bliss on April 19, 2023. One Nation, an outside political advocacy group linked to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is dropping a $1 million advocacy ad in West Virginia, targeting Senator Joe Manchin, D, for falling in line with D.C. liberals on climate policies. The $1 million ad drop over 18 months out from the election shows that the Republicans are willing to spend a lot of cash in West Virginia. The ad, which will run statewide on broadcast and cable television in addition to radio and digital, highlights the effect that the Inflation Reduction Act had on West Virginia's jobs after it passed. Manchin, who has recently been outspoken about the impact of radical left-wing environmental policies such as ESG, was the chief architect of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. 100,000 West Virginia jobs are at risk thanks to Senator Joe Manchin falling in line with D.C. liberals to pass Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the ad narrator said. Biden and Manchin's IRA will supercharge the U.S. moving away from fossil fuels. And with Joe Manchin's help, it could cost West Virginia at least 100,000 jobs, the narrator added. Tell Senator Manchin to fight for West Virginia jobs, not D.C. liberal climate policy. Watch the ad. One Nation President and CEO Stephen Law stated in a press release that Senator Manchin sided with President Joe Biden and Washington liberals to pass a $1 trillion climate law that will hurt West Virginia workers and their families. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act will hurt Americans' quality of life in a lot of ways, and One Nation will continue to advocate against bad policies promoted by lawmakers like Senator Manchin, Law added. Manchin, who used to be one of the more popular senators, has become one of the least popular, next to McConnell. The latest Morning Consult poll found that 55% of West Virginia voters view him negatively. Additionally, the UVA Center for Politics marked West Virginia's U.S. Senate seat as lean Republican in the first set of projections for the 2024 cycle. Sabato's Crystal Ball managing editor Kyle Kondike noted that starting the incumbent as an underdog with the lean Republican rating is fairly unusual. The projection further explained that this rating is partially due to Manchin being undecided on re-election and the state's political landscape changing since he last ran. In 2018 when he ran for re-election, he won by roughly 3 points against State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R, in a good midterm year for Democrats, but the state has become redder over the years. During the 2020 presidential election, former President Donald Trump won the state by roughly 40 points. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.